Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is encouragement to pass the baton. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Encouragement to Pass the Baton, written by Laura Bailey, read by Laura Bailey. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. 2 Timothy 4, 1-2, NIV. Recognizing the handwriting on the front of the card, a grin quickly spread across my face. The person behind this well-timed letter of encouragement, a wise older spiritual mentor who had invested countless hours encouraging and spurring me on in various ministry avenues, oftentimes with notes just like the one in my hand. It had been one of those weeks, and really the past few months had been difficult in our ministry. Our church was experiencing a time of transition, the congregation constantly changing, causing a deeper strain and commitment on already maxed out members to keep serving through this uncertain time. In this particular season, our church experienced great loss among our elderly serving saints, some rejoicing in heaven while others were confined to their homes. We deeply felt the absence of those spiritual powerhouses, their physical contributions, their rich godly wisdom, and their deep love for the Lord and His people. As I read over the card from my mentor, a woman I playfully call my church grandmother, tears pricked my eyes. She wrote to let me know she was praying for me, that I have strengthened and wisdom as I served. She closed the letter with warm regards and an unexpected biblical commissioning from 2 Timothy 4, 1-2. I'm passing the baton to you. Paul's letter to Timothy was a way of passing on the honor, privilege, and great responsibility of teaching the church. This charge to Timothy contained the Greek word diamartomai, meaning obligation. Paul's word choice implies that he desired Timothy not only to listen, but ready himself to obey. In the subsequent verses, Paul urged Timothy to prepare to teach the gospel in all seasons to all people in times of prosperity and adversity. The inspiration for the final words of my mentor's letter came from Paul's final words as he passed the baton to Timothy, because his earthly life would soon come to an end. With these words, Paul encouraged Timothy to persevere and remember the gospel as he had modeled. Paul and Timothy had a mentor relationship, a father-son bond, and a deep friendship. Paul loved Timothy and wanted to see him succeed in his earthly ministry, but he knew from experience serving the Lord is filled with opposition and hardship. Paul's final words of advice, as he reiterated the passing of his ministry leadership to Timothy, "But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry," 2 Timothy 4:5. Paul passed down wisdom from years of experience, "Keep calm, persevere through the trials, share the good news, and complete the calling of Christ on your life." As we read through other accounts of Timothy, we see that he did heed Paul's wisdom. He grabbed the baton of faith, ran the race well, and persevered. My mentor and the Lord knew I would need encouragement and commissioning to navigate and persevere in ministry. May we strive to be people with arms and hearts open to receiving this great commissioning from the saints who have run their race and finished strong. And may we be faithful in looking for opportunities to pass the baton of faith when the time comes. Intersecting Faith and Life, Is there someone in your life that encourages you, gives godly wisdom, and supports you in your Christian walk? If you don't have a spiritual mentor, talk with your church's pastor or women's leader and ask them to introduce you to someone who can help you grow and mature in Christ. Perhaps you are in a place to be a mentor. Look for younger Christians to share your experiences, lessons learned, and biblical truth. For further reading, check out Mentor the Next Generation or Hebrews 13:7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.